Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show.
There's a story. Is it a man named Brady?
A lovely lady.
I'm so disappointed in you right now.
Hey, you know, my wife is one that if it's put to lyrics, she never forgets.
Oh,
period. Funny. For the rest of her life. I'm horrible. We're talking about TV theme shows, not on purpose. This is something we started yesterday, and it has just continued. People keep calling about their favorite TV show theme songs. Mm-hmm. What's yours? 888-9976. What do you got for us?
Mr. Ed. I'm dating myself. Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. I remember Mr. Ed.
Talking horse.
Yeah, talking horse show.
Yeah.
That's all I remember, a talking horse show.
Yeah, that's all I remember, too.
Yeah, because I was a little kid when I watched it.
Horse, a course.
Yes, I do remember that.
We need to bring back more talking animal shows.
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, that was my favorite as a kid.
Exactly. What should we have talk? A bear? I don't know. What do you guys think?
A bear.
An otter, of course.
Otter.
A sloth.
A sloth.
That would be a very slow show.
Oh, you would like that because of the Waltons. Yeah. I just heard talking about
We can't leave this topic because people won't let us. TV theme shows that you just loved growing up. And you got one for us?
Life Goes On.
Oh, Life Goes On. Yes.
Why don't I remember this?
I can't place it. Hold on.
I'm looking this
up. Yes, what happened? What was the theme?
Yes, because they redid the Beatles song.
Oh, Blatty.
Yes.
Life Goes On.
Life Goes On.
Yes.
Corky was in that show. I loved him.
Who?
Corky.
Corky Thatcher and Julie.
Okay, those names sound familiar, so I must have watched it, but I've forgotten.
Oh. It was such a good show. I loved it.
And Kelly, I can't remember her last name. She had glasses. She was like kind of the main character.
Yeah, Kelly Martin.
Kelly Martin. I just thought she was adorable. I wanted to look like her when I was a kid.
She is adorable.
Yep. It was a good show. Yes. I do remember that now.
It was. I miss all those shows.
When did this show come out?
In the 80s.
'89 to '93.
Okay, I was in college. I don't remember any of this stuff.
This show is also where I learned that Chad Lowe had a brother.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was in it.
Eureka.
What do you remember from the show? The cute guy. That was in like one season.
Oh, funny.
Kankle Fritz, you're going to have to try and watch them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find an episode.
Apparently, it's good. You'll like it.
Life didn't go on for that. Too much of a good thing? Are you addicted to your smartphone and social media? That's the name of the book Dr. James Roberts of Baylor University wrote. So here we go. We got a quiz you can take.
Okay.
And keep track of how many yeses you have.
Uh-oh.
All right. Do you use social media several times throughout the entire day? Do you use social media when you're bored or alone? Do you need to spend more time to get feedback on your posts? In other words, are you doing it for the feedback?
At which point are you going to ask us a question we can say no to?
Okay. Do you get nervous when you're not on there because you're afraid of missing out on something important? And do you use social media as a way of, you know, does it pull you away from your family or distract you from your work?
I feel super attacked right now.
if you answered yes to three or more.
Oh, no.
Then you may have an issue.
Oh, no.
You know, it's all about balance. It's not that you can't go there.
We're here to encourage you. Make you feel better.
No matter how bad your social media habits are, ours are worse. Take comfort in that.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We got you beat. Yeah. I like where you went with that, Misty, because I was about to say, I turn on the radio and Kankle Fritz ruined my day.
Hey, I'm Darren with We Are Messengers, and if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help people find hope and keep the station on the air, you're helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
It's We got some good news today from Angie. You said this happened back when we could go to church. So tell us.
God, it's just been so amazing in my life. I was a single mom for years. My children are now grown. And both of them got away from God in their teen years. My son, just through rebellion, and my daughter actually got pregnant, and the church that we were going to kind of shunned us.
No, that's not good. That's the opposite of what the church should do.
So through massive prayer and everything, God brought me an amazing Christian man. I've been married for 2 months, and God has done such amazing things in our family. Part of our vows with each other is we wanted to be baptized together. And they had a big baptismal ceremony. I asked my daughter to go, and so we go to church, and we're sitting there, and the message was, this is your time. God has you here for a reason. And it was her and my stepson, her friend, and her fiance. And about halfway through the service, she passes me a note, and she goes, I want to do it.
Wow.
So.
That's awesome.
So my daughter, my stepson, and her friend all got baptized with us.
How beautiful.
I just want to say to moms out there, don't give up on your kids, because God will bring them home.
Talking about kids giving away stuff, this little kid took his new iPod that he got for his birthday to school and traded it for a live frog.
new friend.
Yeah. Gina is with us. Tell us your story.
I was calling about things that your kids have given away.
Yeah. Gina, what happened?
We were camping with my parents in Indiana, and my dad let my 5-year-old daughter, Julie, take his Pomeranian Butch for a walk around the campground. And when she came back without Butch.
She gave the dog away?
Oh, yeah. There was a little 5-year-old boy that didn't have a dog, and he wanted a dog, so Julie just gave him Butch.
Wow. How nice.
Yeah, it was nice of her. We got him back.
Good.
Well, it was my dad's dog, so yeah. He about had a heart attack, I think.
No kidding.
But
now, I'll say this. My mom gave away our dog without telling me.
Ooh.
I mean, I come home from college, and the dog is gone. Oh, we gave it away, sweetheart, because, you know, you did a better job of taking care of it. Thanks, Mom!
We had a dog when I was a kid that was so rambunctious, like I literally could not go outside without it. For whatever reason, it loved to latch onto my waistband and pull my pants down. So I couldn't play outside, and we were talking about this dog in my 20s, and I was like, oh, I remember Frisker running away, and my family was like, Misty, no, we gave him away. We rehomed him because you couldn't play outside. And I'm like, you told me he ran away, and they said, no, you saw a hole in the screen door, and all of his stuff was gone, and you said, well, he must have packed up and left. I thought he moved out on his own.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome. That's a good one. I don't think I've ever given a pet away.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
That's
I'm more likely to take somebody's pet than give one of mine away.
Exactly. Maybe you're like me and you get on Facebook or social media and you walk away from it going, oh, I don't know if I feel good. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I was thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I have, of course, my friends that I know real well that I see on a regular basis. Then you've got all your friends from high school.
Right.
I also have on there all my friends from the industry that I'm in, the radio industry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a continuous feed that you see all this stuff. And then I get reminders of like 50 people that have birthdays today. That I think the issue is this. I walk away feeling like I need to like and do something positive for everything that I see in my feed.
Yes.
Of all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me. If you rewind the clock 15, 20 years ago, you only had your small circle of friends and your family.
Right, yeah.
That was the only information that came to you. Because I think what happens is you see like this tragedy on Facebook or this even positive thing, and there is a lot of information coming to you that you have to react to. Mm-hmm. I don't think, are we built to continually have to keep track of all of this stuff and be socially nice with all this stuff too? I don't know that we are.
You know, yeah, I like what you said early on in the conversation about seeing things you just didn't intend to see. I mean, some things are funny, like I'm glad you had dinner last night. Right. That plate of food looks really good.
Sure.
and all the way down to the true tragedies that, yeah, you know, it's an over-processed world.
Right.
That
we got so much information.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I have a hard time knowing how to control or just react to it all.
Yeah. No, it is definitely over. And it's happening in real time.
Right.
You know, you can go on Facebook, for example, refresh your feed, and then there's 10 new posts in the span of a second.
Yeah.
It's like everybody you know in one room just shouting at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the thought. If I walk away from it, do people think that I'm being mean because all of a sudden I'm not there, a part of this world that they've put out for me to see? You know, if you get away from Facebook for a couple of days, oh, wait, he doesn't like me anymore. I don't know. There's a lot of insecurities that come back with that.
Yeah. You know, I think prior to Facebook, if somebody was in problem or had a need, you could actually do something about it. Bring
True.
A meal, do something. But we're exposed to people around the world, literally. So there's this helpless feeling of, okay, I've seen this and I can't do anything about it.
Right.
And then I just move on. What does that do?
And you're tasked with trying to say something encouraging in that process, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe I'd love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976. I'm just thinking about this and I'm wondering, it's okay, I think, to fast from it. I think it's okay to take a break. And I don't think it's okay to know that you're not responsible for continually giving people feedback.
Oof. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a very good word.
Yeah. And just turn on the radio today instead.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what is bringing you joy? Call right now and let us know. 888-888-9976. Margaret's with us. Tell us what happened.
I was going through a lot. So I started praying for peace. And it didn't take overnight or anything like that. It took a lot of prayer. And one day, I know that God gave it to me. So now, I have so much peace and I have joy in my heart.
So one day, you said God... Explain what happened.
I just felt it. I just know that God gave it to me. And it's really hard to explain. I could just feel it. It took a lot of prayer, like I said. And I'm happy. My heart is happy.
So is it like one day you realized, I'm at peace?
Right.
Huh. Wow. Right.
That's awesome.
You know, the Bible says that he will keep your mind in perfect peace for those whose minds are stayed on him.
Mm. Right.
So it just reminds me, a lot of the stress and the things where I got to be looking at God. We need to be in the Word. We need to be, you know, I think our peace would increase. Ooh, that rhymed. It's my new book coming out.
Okay.
Increase your peace.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Amy from Panama City.
Hi, Amy. What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about your social media question.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, I was talking about how we are inundated when you get on Facebook of all the posts from your friends, all the posts from your friends from high school, all the other posts from other people that you know, and you feel overwhelmed trying to deal with all this things that you have to give feedback to. Where 10, 15 years ago, we had a much smaller world and it was easier to handle. So what do you think?
I've definitely seen the good of it. I'm in animal rescue and I've actually been able to place animals all over the United States because of social media. But at the same time, I constantly feel the need to help everyone and everything.
Mm.
So when I get that overwhelming feeling, I go back to Exodus where Moses was sitting there trying to listen to everyone's problems, and his father-in-law came to him and said, stop, you can't do this.
Mm.
Wow. And what I've had to realize is I have to constantly stay focused on what God's calling me to do, do what he gives me the strength to do, and let someone else reap their blessing from helping who he's calling them to help, if that makes any sense.
It does. Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what you're saying is be led by the Spirit in where you interact with people as opposed to having this. Because you see all these needs online or all these problems mm-hmm. and issues, and you feel like you gotta help everybody.
I just had to come to the conclusion that I can't do it all. So yeah, just keep going back to Moses. Keep going back to
Moses. Yeah, if Moses couldn't handle it, maybe I can't either.
That's right.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about the morning show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.